Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Empty Your Backpack by Sam Demma is a personal growth book built around a simple metaphor. Many people carry invisible weight in the form of outdated beliefs, unprocessed experiences, and unexamined assumptions. This backpack of mental and emotional baggage can quietly shape decisions, relationships, and self-confidence, often keeping life smaller than it needs to be. Demma, known for his work speaking to students and communities, frames change as both inner work and daily practice. The focus is not on quick motivation, but on clarifying what you believe, why you believe it, and how those beliefs translate into consistent action. The book encourages readers to slow down, notice patterns, and intentionally choose values-driven steps that move them toward a meaningful life. Across reflection prompts and practical mindset shifts, it positions meaning as something you create through repeated choices, not something you stumble upon. The result is a clear, accessible guide for anyone ready to let go of what no longer serves them and take responsibility for what comes next. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, seeing the invisible weight you carry. A central idea of the book is that your day-to-day experience is shaped by what you carry internally, even when nothing looks wrong on the outside. The backpack metaphor helps readers identify how past experiences, comparisons, and self-protective narratives can become automatic filters. These filters show up as hesitation, people-pleasing, perfectionism, fear of judgment, or a constant sense of being behind. Rather than treating these reactions as personality traits, the book encourages treating them as signals pointing to beliefs that were learned at some point for a reason. This shift matters because you cannot change what you do not notice. The process begins with awareness, observing recurring thoughts, emotional triggers, and the stories you tell yourself when things get hard. The emphasis is not on blaming your past, but on understanding how it shaped your defaults. By naming what is in the backpack, readers can separate identity from habit and gain room to choose a different response. The message is that you do not need a new life first. You need a clearer view of what is currently weighing you down so you can decide what stays and what gets unpacked. Secondly, unpacking beliefs and rewriting the stories that steer your choices. After identifying the weight, the book turns toward beliefs, the often hidden rules that govern behavior. Beliefs can sound like facts in your mind, such as, "I am not creative, I always mess things up," or "I need to be perfect to be accepted." Demma focuses on the practical impact. Beliefs influence what you attempt, what you avoid, and how you interpret feedback. The book encourages a questioning mindset that challenges the origin and usefulness of these internal rules. Where did this belief come from? Who benefited from it? Is it universally true? What evidence contradicts it? This is not framed as positive thinking, but as accurate thinking. Readers are nudged to replace rigid, limiting narratives with more flexible ones that still respect reality but expand possibility, such as, "I can improve with practice," or "I can be proud of progress, not perfection." Importantly, the book treats belief change as a process that requires repetition, not a single breakthrough moment. By revising the internal story, readers create space for new actions, healthier self-talk, and more resilient responses when setbacks happen. Thirdly, taking consistent action when motivation is unreliable, the book emphasizes that meaning is built through consistent action, not occasional bursts of inspiration. Demma highlights a common trap: waiting to feel ready, confident, or motivated before taking steps. Motivation is treated as helpful but inconsistent, while commitment and systems are treated as dependable. Readers are encouraged to focus on small, repeatable actions that align with the life they want to build. This includes setting clear intentions, defining what progress looks like, and choosing actions that can be done even on low-energy days. The book also reinforces the idea that consistency creates evidence. Each follow-through becomes proof that you can trust yourself, which strengthens identity and makes future action easier. In this way, action is not only a path to results, it is a tool for rebuilding self-belief. The approach is practical: start where you are, reduce friction, and do the next right thing. By anchoring growth in habits rather than hype, the reader learns to move forward during uncertainty, manage setbacks without quitting, and build momentum that compounds over time. Fourthly, building resilience through reflection, responsibility, and support. Another key theme is resilience, not as toughness for its own sake, but as the ability to respond intentionally when life gets difficult. The book positions reflection as a skill that turns experiences into lessons. Instead of rushing past disappointment or failure, readers are encouraged to ask what this is teaching me, what is in my control, and what needs to change next time. Responsibility is framed in an empowering way. You may not control everything that happened, but you can control the meaning you assign and the actions you take now. The book also points to the role of community and mentorship in sustaining growth. Personal development is easier when you are surrounded by people who challenge you, encourage you, and model the kind of values you want to live. Support is not presented as dependence, it is presented as a strategy. By combining reflection, ownership, and relationships, readers can handle adversity without becoming bitter or stuck. This topic ultimately ties back to the backpack metaphor. Resilience grows when you stop carrying everything alone and learn to put down what is not yours to hold. Lastly, creating a life of meaning by aligning values, actions, and contribution. The book frames meaning as something you create through alignment. When values and actions match, life feels coherent and purposeful. When they conflict, even success can feel empty. Demma encourages readers to clarify what matters most: relationships, health, learning, creativity, service, faith, or personal integrity. Once values are named, the question becomes, how do I live this today? Meaning is treated as practical and measurable through choices, boundaries, and the way you show up for other people. The book also suggests that contribution is a powerful source of purpose. Helping others, sharing strengths, and participating in something bigger than yourself can transform how you view your own challenges. This does not require a grand mission. It can be expressed through daily kindness, leadership, or creating work that improves lives. The backpack metaphor returns here as well. When you drop limiting beliefs, you free up energy to invest in what matters. The end goal is not a perfect life, but an intentional one, where progress is guided by purpose and the reader feels ownership over the direction of their future. In conclusion, Empty Your Backpack is best suited for readers who feel stuck in repeating patterns, who want to strengthen self-trust, or who sense they are carrying emotional or mental weight that no longer fits their current goals. It will also resonate with students, educators, and anyone navigating transitions because it connects inner clarity with practical steps. The book can benefit a reader's life by helping them identify the beliefs driving their choices, challenge the stories that keep them small, and replace waiting and wishing with consistent action. That combination can improve confidence, decision-making, resilience, and relationships, since much of personal growth depends on how you interpret experiences and respond to setbacks. Compared to similar self-improvement books that lean heavily on motivation or abstract theory, this one stands out through its straightforward metaphor and its emphasis on follow-through. It focuses on actionable alignment, knowing what matters, recognizing what weighs you down, and doing the daily work that turns values into results. For readers who want both reflection and momentum, it is a worthwhile purchase because it encourages sustainable change without pretending the process is instant or effortless. If you would like to support Sam Demma, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.